99.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you, Lagos, Nigeria. How are you doing today, though? Someone sent me a message over the weekend, Friday night or something, about something I said I was going to talk about today, and that's best friends, and they couldn't wait for us to have that conversation. And by the way, please pardon my manners. I am Sheriff Quadri. It's good to be here. It's great to be here. Joyce is away. I am trying to make sure that, we keep things together on the sunny side. We know how big and how huge the sunny side is to our programming. So that's why I'm here, though. Right. Let's give you the outlook of the show for today. It's divided into two parts, as always. So we're going to start with our first conversation and then our second conversation. So our first conversation is about a move by some quote scholars to I don't actually know what the aim is, but I would let you decide what you think the aim probably is. This move by these so-called scholars, definitely not African scholars. I mean, you know that it can't be. Let me let you in. You know what they call, or who is referred to as pedophiles? You know them. Those people that only find children sexually attractive. You know them, don't you? Right. There are some people who think that they are not criminals, who think that they should not be judged, who are finding a way to explain away, you know, the situation that pedophiles have found themselves. That's our first conversation from now till about 1:30. And then we will now move on to our best friend conversation as to who is a best friend. Do people still have best? Do you have a best friend? Now, if you're friends with somebody, at what point would you categorize yourselves as best friends? What determine, what are the qualities of a best friend? Can a best friend be dethroned by another best friend? I know, right? Let's not use the stroke. Maybe displaced by another best friend. Can one have multiple best friends? What will happen to you if you don't have a best friend? What has happened to you, that you don't have a best friend? Why don't you have a best friend? What is the need for a best friend? this script, I did not write it. Somebody that wrote it. I don't know why the person is asking too much question in this script. So let's move on. Let's start with our first conversation, right? Let's talk about pedophiles. Like I said, there are some people somewhere in the world who think that pedophiles should not be judged. By the way, a pedophile is someone who is sexually attracted to children. So in most cases, this person violates children. You know, children cannot consent to, you know, sexual activities. So in all cases, not most cases, please scratch the first word. In all cases, these persons violate children in their attraction towards them. I'm going to play this audio then. Please take a listen to it, because this is our conversation first. And I would love to get your thoughts on where you think this is headed and what you think about it. Take a listen to it.
Most of us feel discomfort when we think about pedophiles. But just like pedophiles, we are not responsible for our feelings. We do not choose them. But we are responsible for our actions, and we must make a decision. It is an our responsibility to reflect and to overcome our negative feelings about pedophiles and to treat them with the same respect we treat other people with. We should accept that pedophiles are people who have not chosen their sexuality and who, unlike most of us, will never be able to live it out freely if they want to lead an upright life. We should accept that pedophilia is a sexual preference.
Yes, from an emotional point of view, I can kind of understand that you would want to eliminate these people from society. However, it doesn't make sense. And that's because we're talking about biology. We're talking about a sexual orientation, something that we simply cannot change. And on top of that, every day, new people are born with the same difficulty. So it's not practical to eliminate these people from society. They haven't done anything wrong.
She said they have not done anything wrong. She said it's biology. She says it's sexual preference. You know, the thing about the world is that if an event, if you were to hold an event in, let's say, Vietnam, we may not even get to hear all of these things. But there are some societies where such events can be heard, can be held, and then you would hear about them. And there are reasons why some of these campaigns, you know, were being held in some places intentionally. The campaign has started. My job is to let you know that the campaign has started. The campaign for gays, lesbians, what's it? Queers, which one again? LGB, bisexual, T, transsexual. Forgive me, this is how I learned. Those campaigns started at some point, intentionally drumming it into our ears, putting it in movies. Every movie that you see, every Hollywood movie that you'd watch today would have somebody from that community. So don't be shocked in the nearest future when you begin to see movies normalizing pedophilia. Because that is where we're headed now. The campaign is on, publicly on. Let me get your thought. I'm going to slow down. Let me get your thought before we head out. Maybe I'll take one or two calls as we begin to head out for our first break. 0700-993-993-993 and 0201-465-7190. What are your thoughts on this? Please make it short before the break, yeah, because we need to head out for the break. Let's see who is here. Please turn off your radio. It's very important that you do that as well. By the way, you can also send me messages on 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp, yeah? Okay. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good afternoon to you.
Yes, good afternoon. Sorry.
It's okay.
It's Market Roma.
Welcome.
Oga Sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
The world is falling, no. This world, the foundation is collapsing. Eh? He said we should not judge them. We will judge them, oh, because it's not normal at all. These are strangers among us.
Mm.
These are fallen angels among us. They are not human. They are giving birth, marrying children of men, giving birth to all sorts of things. How will you have, you want to have sex with children? No, we must condemn them, oh.
Mm.
We must condemn them. Both those who are sleeping with men, we must condemn them. It's not good. Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling. I appreciate your time, okay? Appreciate it. Let's go to break, Lagos. When we return, we'll talk some more. Stay here on the Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'll be right back in a moment. Welcome back to the Sunny Side, Lagos, Nigeria. If you're just tuning in, you're welcome. I am Sheriff Quadri. We're talking about the move, the plan to make the world accept pedophiles. Yeah. In case you're wondering, who are these pedophiles? They are not like gays or lesbians or transgender or all of those things. No, they're not. They are the ones that molest your child. They are the ones that violate your child. That's right. But this is what some people somewhere have got to say concerning pedophilia. Take a listen.
Most of us feel discomfort when we think about pedophiles. But just like pedophiles, we are not responsible for our feelings. We do not choose them. But we are responsible for our actions. And we must make a decision. It is in our responsibility to reflect and to overcome our negative feelings about pedophiles. And to treat them with the same respect we treat other people with. We should accept that pedophiles are people who have not chosen their sexuality and who, unlike most of us, will never be able to live it out freely if they want to lead an upright life. We should accept that pedophilia is a sexual preference.
Yes. From an emotional point of view, I can kind of understand that you would want to eliminate these people from society. However, it doesn't make sense. And that's because we're talking about biology. We're talking about a sexual orientation, something that we simply cannot change. And on top of that, every day, new people are born with the same difficulty. So it's not practical to eliminate these people from society. They haven't done anything wrong.
Shebi, you've heard it with your own ears right now, huh? Okay. And now they have said what they have got to say. And trust me, this is just the beginning. You will hear more. You will see more. Like I said in the opening half of the show, that's how it all started with gays, lesbians. Now it's normal. No, trust me, it's normal. You may think that, I mean, you're not accepting it doesn't make it abnormal. It's normal now. And then we now have different kinds of pronouns. He, she, they, me, all of us. Like you can't, you'll be filling some forms online and they will be asking you to indicate your pronoun. Us, they. One person filling a form and you put dead there. Anyways, let's move on. Let's come back to today's conversation. Now the issue of pedophilia has started. And like those speakers said, they're saying that there's nothing wrong from accepting pedophiles. There's something wrong from accepting people who rape children, people who molest children. Because trust me, how can you say a child? More often than not, children don't consent to these things, and that's a fact. That's because that's why they are minor, right? Exactly. And one of the speakers was saying that pedophiles should be treated with respect. What sort of respect should pedophiles be treated? What kind of respect is she talking about? She was talking about the world accepting pedophiles. How? In what planet? In what realm can one justify somebody taking advantage of a child? Abby? Is there something that we're not rationalizing pretty well? So, because I'm going to take a stand on this particular conversation, right? I must take a stand. Because we're talking about protection of children here. In your very before eyes, in quote, you will start seeing these things in movies. In movies that your children will be watching. Just give them a couple years. you will start seeing these things not just in movies, but in cartoons that your children will be watching. You will start seeing these things in books that your children will be reading. I feel for Africans, not just Nigerians, but Africans in general who have relocated. I really feel for them. Even those that are there, it's not all of them that are accepting this nonsense campaign that is now going on. Even those that had gone on before, still quite a number of them didn't accept all of these things, right? Well, let me come to the telephone. Skype is Nigeria Info FM on Skype. If you're in the abroad and you like to share your thought, because you're in the abroad. But if you're here, it's 0700-993-993-993 and 0201-465-7190. Let's get talking, Lagos. You can send me a message as well, by the way. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Seri.
Yes, sir.
Lucky Lola from Magu.
Let's hear you.
Yes, according to Portable, wahala. You know what? When you are not good, Jimmy, whenever you are, you know, reading the newspaper, you always find this story in the news. Every week, we hear one story or the other.
Spot on.
My concern is that what makes a man think that way when there are grown-up women out there?
That's what one of the speakers was saying, that it's biology.
Mr. Sheriff, I just want to understand the cause first. Because many times then people will say they should castrate them, kill them, imprison them for life and all that. I want to know the cause first. Do you understand?
Yeah.
What even bring that? These people, are they born with this kind of? I don't understand.
That's I just answered you. That is biology, which means that's who they are.
Then there's a problem, because here in Africa we have our tradition and culture. We can't just accept whatever these Western people throw to us here. There's a problem. Me like this. Any film I want to watch at home, if I've not watched it first, my children will not watch it. Even if it's cartoon, if I've not watched it myself, they will never just, you know, go and start watching that kind of film. So we should just, you know, teach our children, tell them to, you know, stop watching all this kind of movie or cartoon that we just introduce them to all kind of rubbish. That's my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you too for sharing. Appreciate it. Let's speak with Prince. Prince is joining us now on Skype. Prince, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, Sharif.
Good afternoon, Prince. You too.
Honestly, I'm open here today, for sure. See, what I would love to ask that lady is that, what does it mean by his biology? Where is it written in the book that is the biology? Because I don't understand that. Or what he's trying to tell me is that the pedophile will now come to me and say that he or she is interested in marrying my son or daughter. That is a kid, a toddler, or what? It doesn't add up. I know the world is upside down. I know that. And this is the right time when Africans in general has to take a stand. We have a culture. We know that the economy of Africa is pushing most Nigerians away into this Western world. Honestly, it's actually crazy over there. They don't have say over there. They don't have a say. Now, like you mentioned, they've already inculcated all those LGBT into the American movies. I watch movies a lot. Lately, I've started seeing that.
It's been on for years.
Watch a movie, an American movie of recent with your kids. It's very hard. Very, very hard. Because what they've put into it is now out of our moral. It's out of our cultural moral. It's out of things to think of. Not to talk of this. This is absolutely absurd. And like you mentioned, they are gradually putting this into our real faces now. Very soon, in the coming year, you start seeing it developing. But I would have loved to ask, what does it mean by is biology?
Have a nice day, Sheriff. You too, Prince. Thanks for calling me. And I've got quite a number of people in diaspora calling right now. Let's jump on this one here. Hello. Hello.
Mr. Sheriff.
Yes, please.
Yeah, this is Ayo.
Ayo, where are you calling me from?
Yeah, I'm calling from the UK.
From the UK. Talk to me.
Yeah, you know, the funniest thing about this whole development is that where is our African polygamy in all of this? They condemned it. The man married more than one wife. They condemned it all. Only for them to shove all this, I don't know, garbage down our throats. It's just funny. I mean, so it makes sense to love a kid. It makes sense to love the opposite sex, but it doesn't make sense to have more than one wife in a society where it's almost gradually as if the number of men is decreasing. So that's the only thing I just have to say. It's just appalling. But you know, I think everybody just needs to be at alert, be very careful with your family, and try and inculcate the right
morals
system into our children. That's just all we can do. Because like Prince said, everybody large. All right.
Alright, thanks for calling me from the UK. Ade is here as well. Let's see where Ade is calling from. Ade, how are you doing? Hello, Ade.
Hello, hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from England.
Okay, let's talk.
Yeah, hi. So I think in the Western society, they've been testing the waters regarding this pedophilia thing for a while. Because I think about 10, 12 years ago, I heard, they're just testing the waters there. Once in a while, you hear some people say, oh, this is how we feel, we can't help who we are. But then they face a lot of backlash, then they'll go back in. Mm. So this is not new. Mm. Then, again, I just wanted to say, so, because from what people are saying now, from what I've been hearing now, is there not a straight, because you can draw a straight line from pedophilia to child bride and child marriages that we have in Nigeria, especially from a certain part of the country.
Mm.
So I don't see any difference between both of them. So if we are taking a stand on pedophilia, I think it's just the word that is different. Child bride, child marriages is the same. Because you cannot tell me an 11-year-old girl, a 10-year-old girl can consent to marriage.
Hmm.
You understand? Hmm. I remember some years ago, a full-grown man, a politician, a former governor, fully bearded man, married a 14-year-old girl and came on live TV. I was defending it. Including a scholar too. There's one, that interview is still on the internet. I think it was channels or so. So it is the same thing. So we've been battling pedophilia in Nigeria for God knows how long. And it seems like, I don't even know what the law even says regarding that. I'm not even talking about maybe those ones that were molested. I'm talking about the ones that parents hand over their children.
Do you think they are actually the same compared with someone who, hold on, someone who molested and raped a child? Some even raped to death, some raped to God knows when, how many months in hospital, to someone who, like you have said, married an underage, even though there are explanations to it, and I don't condone it whatsoever. It's completely wrong. But the explanation is that they don't actually have anything to do with those children until they've come of age. That's the explanation that they gave as regards that. But still, to me, it's wrong. What is wrong is wrong. My question is, are those things the same?
Okay, thank you for that. In my own eyes, they are the same. The reason is because a child cannot consent. No matter how we try to polish it and try, a child cannot consent.
I said it earlier, yes.
Yes, a child cannot consent. So whether it was done violently, like the ones we read on newspaper, or it was done with the parents handing over that child to someone to marry, a child cannot, they are the same. A child cannot consent. You think girls, see, and all those things I say, oh, they keep them, say they are, it's not true. I am a medical doctor, and I worked for some months in a particular part of this country, especially, and I've run gynecology clinics. You see a lot of these children coming with vesicovaginal fistula as young as 14. As young as 14.
My, oh my.
I'm telling you, it's a very serious issue. especially in a particular part of this country. So
in the northern part, in the northern part of the country.
Yes. Okay. Fine. Yes. Mm. Yes. That's there's not even time to polish it or to just.
It's not a new thing. Fact. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is fact. So for me, as far as I'm concerned, they are the same because you can't tell me a 13-year-old can consent. You see, and you see the way they would dress them, child bride, put makeup, and hand them over.
I've seen videos. Yes, I've seen videos.
So, right. So, as far as I'm concerned, yeah, they are, so we need to deal with that menace in our backyard. That's been happening for.
I agree with you. Like I said, I am not condoning it. It's something that it should be stopped forthwith, immediately.
Yes,
it should be stopped. Ade, thanks for calling me. Appreciate it. I'm not condoning it whatsoever, right? It should be stopped. Let's take some messages. I know I would. We're having this conversation until 1:30, okay? So we'll get to as many people as possible, all right? Adegoke from Lekki says, I knew this day would come when pedophiles would demand for their sexual orientation rights, and this is as a result of the LGBTQ rights approval by especially the American government. As long as the LGBTQ rights have been acknowledged and approved in Europe, which is not right, then the pedophiles' rights to sexual orientation would have its way too. Let's expect the worst to happen soon. I think okay, put that across on WhatsApp. Let's take a few more messages. What's your name? Yomi from Murio Koala says, you see, bro, all these demonic move and campaigns these white people are supporting, will she be happy if it's a small baby, if a small. And we're back on the sunny side. I'm Sheriff. How you doing, Lagos? It's 4 past the hour. At 2:30, we have First CRT for you, and we'll be talking about how you can enroll your children into boarding schools in the UK. That's coming up at 2:30. Alrighty, so here we go. 0700-993-993-993 and 0201-465-7190. This is our conversation. Take a listen.
Most of us feel discomfort when we think about pedophiles. But just like pedophiles, we are not responsible for our feelings. We do not choose them. But we are responsible for our actions. And we must make a decision. It is in our responsibility to reflect and to overcome our negative feelings about pedophiles and to treat them with the same respect we treat other people with. We should accept that pedophiles are people who have not chosen their sexuality and who, unlike most of us, will never be able to live it out freely if they want to lead an upright life. We should accept that pedophilia is a sexual preference.
Yes, from an emotional point of view, I can kind of understand that you would want to eliminate these people from society. However, it doesn't make sense. And that's because we're talking about biology. We're talking about a sexual orientation, something that we simply cannot change. And on top of that, every day, new people are born with the same difficulty. So it's not practical to eliminate these people from society. They haven't done anything wrong.
Okay, so here we go. That's the argument, that they can't change their sexual preference. Their sexual preference is to molest children, is to rape and harm children. And so they shouldn't be condemned for that because it's something that they don't have power over. And the campaign, like I said, has started. It's left to you, it's left to me, whether, you know, the world will keep quiet about this or not. That's right. It's in the open now. It's in the open. It's wide in the open. 0700-993-993-993 and 0201-465-7190 for the ladies. I'm going to let me start with this message I was taking the other time. Yomi from VI, Murio Kola in VI says, you see, bro, all these demonic moves and campaigns these white people are supporting, will she be happy if it's a small baby that was raped? In fact, we don't have to kill them, but we will help them drive out the demons through castration. That's what Yomi said here. Let's, very soon, very soon you would hear arguments. I mean, I'm done with your missed messages. This is me now. You would hear arguments for serial rapists, serial killers, you know, all of these horrible, horrible, horrible crimes. There will be campaigns for them. Look, these people are compelled to do this. They are compelled to do that. They can't help it. You know, let's help them get well. Let's help them get better. What's your name? Victor from Mafoluku says, did you remember the lady that was beaten and injured on the face by the... Oh, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Victor, I don't know why you sent this in. Well, let me take another message very quickly, yeah? Godwin Martin says, she said that we are not responsible for our feelings. That is false. This set of people are the satanic agents. They should defend evil with every backup. What do you mean by that? Well, thank you for sharing your thought. Appreciate it. Let me take three more messages and I will come to the telephone. Dan is in Lekki and Dan said, someone say my sexuality requires I murder pedophiles, but I did not choose this. With that said, we do intentionally or premeditatedly allow our kids to select for themselves toys, interests, clothing, hairstyles and all. And why? Because it's not our place to judge or shame. This message is giving me issues to read. It's not our place to judge or shame them for different choices. Similarly, could you demonstrate that same respect of boundaries? Could you demonstrate that same respect of boundaries? Could you stop the likes of sapiosexuality, gerontophilia, pansexual, hybristophilia, and so on? Can we respect boundaries and choices while also honoring the millennial old natural biological reproduction and mating patterns of mammals? Sheriff, the abnormal is a new normal in this universe. Dan sent that in. Dan, I mean, look, I completely agree with your argument on whether we can stop the likes of sapiosexuality, gerontophilia, pansexual, and all of that. I completely agree, you know, with your argument there. Thank you for putting that forward. It's 10 minutes past the hour. Let's take two more now before we head back to the telephone lines, either on Skype or the local phone line. Let's see who is here now. This person said they found the video on Twitter. You can go get the video. I've got the audio. You can go get the video and let me know what you think. Okay. All right. So Edith says, last, the world has ended. What? Biology? Crazy man. Like, where is humanity headed with all these? Crazy world. This is not the world I was born and raised in. It has gone totally south. That's Edith who dropped that here. Edith, thank you for sharing your thought. Let me take one more. This is the reason why we should uphold the tenets of our cultural and religious beliefs. Pedophilia defiles all social norms and so it should be rejected. That's Muhyiddin. Oh, brother Muhyiddin, thank you. Now let me head back to the telephone lines and of course on Skype. Skype ID is Nigeria Info FM on Skype. For those who are in the diaspora, this conversation, particularly it's even for you, the more Nigerians, Africans, you know, even non-Africans who may be listening to this show right now, the Skype ID is Nigeria Info FM. I'd like to get your thought on what you think about this renewed campaign to not condemn, to not judge pedophiles in your own environment. At least not here, not in Nigeria, not on the African soil. Sugar Daddy is here. Let's speak to Sugar Daddy. How you doing, Sugar Daddy?
So, Mr. Derek Quadri, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for calling.
Now you see the reason why most of us, despite the fact we're here, we have a strong desire for Nigeria to get better. Because at the end of the day, we still see Nigeria as our home and we want it to be the home for our children and our family and our generation. Because this is not the first time, like the other caller said, this is not the first time something like this is coming up. This is exactly the same way the LGBTQ group started.
Mm-hmm.
They came out in beats and they were basically testing the water. When they realized that people were like, oh, okay, we are indifferent about it, boom, they struck.
Mm.
And it's like he said, it's funny when somebody will tell you how to love, who to love, when to love. In fact, they won't tell you when to even drink, but they would still refuse you to say, okay, if I can love all these things, why can't I love two people at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
They will say, no, it has to be their road or the highway. These are the same set of people that, while we're carrying out our own traditional worship and another our own way of doing things, they came and said, no, it's wrong. This is the way. This is the way. And now this is happening.
Yeah,
I think Africa and Nigeria should fight it strongly, same way they fought with the LGBTQ. If we are trying to make agreements on rules to follow as a globe or as a countries in the world, we also have to have a say, not just them dictating rules and regulations for us.
Mm.
There is a saying that 1% of the world, 1% of the global population controls the world. 5%. 4% are trying to enforce the rules being put in by the 1%. 90% are zombies, and 5% is trying to wake up those zombies.
Mm.
This is not the first time this is happening, and it will keep happening. We just have to ensure that, okay, our own part of it, we also put in our rules and regulations.
Sugar daddy, you know that in your environment right now, children are allowed to dictate their sexuality, to determine their own sexuality. In fact, teachers are allowed to encourage them.
I have been arguing with my wife over and over about, because at this point, your child can even say they want to transition without telling the teachers, and they would act on it.
That's right.
It just doesn't make any complete sense, because a child that cannot drink, cannot smoke, cannot make major life decisions on their own, but you're telling them that, oh, things that would affect the rest of their life in terms of their physical appearance, their health, their mental health, that they can make decisions, which doesn't make sense about it. Because the stupid part about it is that every single time this conversation comes up with people around me, be it at work, dentist, everybody keeps saying, oh, they're against it. I'm like, okay, if you are against it, I am against it, every one of us are against this. Who are these people in the shadow that keeps pushing this agenda forward?
Exactly.
Because it just doesn't make any sense. Because where is it going to stop? If I say, okay, me as a born Nigerian, I see myself as a Swiss citizen, and I want the rights and privilege of a Swiss citizen, will they grant me that right?
Mm-hmm.
So why do they expect me to also play along with their own shenanigans? It just doesn't make any sense.
Right. Thank you, Sugar Daddy, for calling. Appreciate it. Okay, let's jump on the telephone lines now. I've got a barrage of messages pouring in, but let's start with the phone lines. So we'll take a call. We'll take some calls. Hello.
Yeah, Mr. Sharif.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yes, please. Let's hear you.
Which is my name?
Let's hear you.
Honestly, this is so sad. You know, It's so sad, and they're repeating as well. It's like some people have lost their conscience thinking of such evil acts with the minor, the teenagers. I mean, it's an act all of us must rise up and condemn before it ruins our society, it ruins our world. They know they are doing something not upright. I hear the lady saying something upright. You still want it to be justified. No, it's an act. Every one of us must rise up and condemn before it ruins our society. Thank you, and God bless you.
Bless you too, Rapper Chico. Thanks for calling me. OC is in Canada. Let's speak with him quickly. OC, how you doing?
Hey, Sheriff. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling from the capital of all of within the happen. So now here they happen, Canada.
Now there they happen, Abi.
Yes. But just to correct a statement you made. No.
Okay.
So about the topic. Before I correct that.
Yeah.
It's just I think we missed it from the time we accepted the fact that, hey, you can be trans, you can be this, you can be that. The moment we allowed that, there is no end. So when you say, oh, you have a right to be who you want to be that, be this. So when you start accepting A, definitely go reset, and they will keep coming up. Mm. It's just unfortunate. Let me even see. There is a new set coming, which is transracial, and they are gradually gaining momentum. So you see me fully as I do with my color, I'll tell you I am white, and you have to respect that. Like, to what extent does this madness end? You know, you see white man obviously go tell you, say, I am black, I feel like a black person, you have to address me as that. Physically, you see man, inter, you say, I'll not be man, I'll be woman, you guys address me as that. So even this pedophile, like, it's just unfortunate, but these two will pass. Mm. Because we don't first start to accept the other ones. If we say no, we hit back, we only hit back for a while, definitely it will pass. It will, because come. They'll keep making reference to the other ones where you don't allow, like, oh, why should ours be different when you've
allow this, allow ones. That. Mm.
You understand? Mm. So it will definitely come. The transracial will come. Me, I will come back to Nigeria, tell you, say, you can't address me as a black man anymore. Me, I'm not a white man. Are you going to respect
me? No, I'm not going to respect you. Now fight me, are you going to fight?
But just to address, those comments you made about the whole, like, here in this part of the world where, yeah, your children feel. Yeah. No, so not in Canada, but okay. Because now they're starting to realize that this is getting out of hand.
Oh.
It was just like, maybe I think 4 or 5 weeks ago. So now we have 10 provinces in Canada.
Okay.
And currently I think 4 provinces, mostly from the western part of Canada though. So provinces are like states here.
Okay.
They've passed a law now restricting children. At least you must be 16 years and above to start identifying or choosing your gender, or say you want to do any form of surgery and all of that. The most recent was somehow better. They're like, leave these children. If you say Pikin no go fee, drink alcohol at this certain age, Pikin no go fee, we have all of these restrictions. Like, you say, okay, the child must be up to 18 to do this, must be up to 16 to do this. Then why do you make them make life-altering decisions at very tender age, where there's no way you can reverse it even when they are older, and they are still tender, they don't know what they do now.
That's right. So
at least 4 provinces out of 10, which is good. They are trying, they are now waking up to this madness.
Isn't it too late though?
Technically it's not, because at the highest thing where you could be, so okay, that's politics. I know I'm going into Canadian politics, but technically I do support it, because leave the children alone. Initially, when this whole thing started, we were like, okay, fine, you're an adult, I'm an adult, everyone has a right, you're mature enough to make your decision, all of that. But you know, they crossed the line when they started going for our children and then saying, no, yeah, you know, you feel free to teach our children this, feel free to teach our, now we don't have a right over our kids, we don't have a right
Remember that Canadians most Canadians themselves went against this. They started protesting every day. They mobilized.
Yes, that's what
and
I'm
it was a huge reaction from the people.
Yes, because they crossed the line. They went after our children. This same thing you said was a thing before the, let's say, 3-4 months ago.
Hmm.
It was when this whole protest come, like, see, fine, do what you want to do. Do it in the comfort of your home. You don't need to. We dedicate one whole month to celebrate these guys. You go to the mall, you see the buses on the streets, you see that there are flags everywhere.
They started, like, putting colors in schools.
What is it? Do your thing. You can't see Christians or Muslims do that, right? I think Muslims are, when they do their Ramadan, we don't see them paint all these things and put it in your face, right? You don't see Christians do the same. Everybody respect their space, but when you reach these guys, we dedicate one whole month, and you see them everywhere. They even intimidate you. You can't express yourself. So at some point, we got tired of it. Like, this is too much. Mm. And then we started protesting.
The choking
Thank
people.
God, 4 provinces have passed a law to revoke that. So my advice to Africa, if the people where bring this thing come and now realizing that this is bad, like, we have to put an end to it, or we have to checkmate this.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be the dumping ground for all of these ideologies. When they say, okay, you know what, just straight there. And how? Very easy. We're always go them, we always go to them for aid, we always go to them for this. They will always strike this, okay, for you to do this, you have to implement this, you have to. Let's not be the experimental ground for all of all these things. You understand? So that's what I have to say.
Thank you, Osi. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it, okay? All the way from Canada. Appreciate your time, huh? Lagos. So, there you go. I'm glad that Nigerians in the diaspora are having a say on this. But one thing I must give Africa credit for is the fact that Africa know they take nonsense. Africa know the fact that we go there said to go and beg for, you know, all of these things, AIDS and all. We know they take nonsense. No matter what, Africans go still stand their ground that, you know, this LGBTQ thing, no be for us. Go and check now. How many African countries have signed a law that said you can do this, apart from South Africa? I mean, how many that you can count that have said, okay, so LGBTQ people can have a free reign to do whatever it is they want to do? I don't think we can count five. I don't think so. It's 1:23. Let's take some messages very quickly. Vivian says, I don't support violence in any way or form, but that lady and those in support should be stoned before they sell their sick brain idea to others. What nonsense. Please, pardon my choice of words. Yeah, that's why I had to edit out a few things that you put there. I'm sure you're smiling now. Rotimi Olofing says, Satan, the devil, is a ruler of this world. A pedophilia is a sexual criminal and should be treated as such. These people on the campaign for pedophile rights are satanists, Satan worshippers. That's Rotimi, who is just going guns blazing everywhere. Abiona is emotional. Abiona says, for those child marriage, when she comes of age, he or she will then give her consent, or she'll be asked if he or she wants to stay in that marriage, but I doubt if it's been done like that in that part of Nigeria. Okay, you're trying to explain. Okay, all right. But trust me, more often than not, these children are violated. Yeah, in the northern parts, more often than not. That's why you have EVF everywhere there. This person says, how can I get a video or the audio? You know, someone just searched for it online. I have the audio, right? Someone just searched for it. You can try as well to see if you can get it. Francis says, so very soon thieves will come out and say they are victims too, and we must accept them because they can't help themselves from stealing. Well, you have a point. Absolutely, you have a point. Let's get this done over with now, very quickly. Let's get it done over with. We're gonna have some messages very quickly before our break. Welcome back to the Sunny Side, Lagos, Nigeria. That's right. I told you earlier that at 2:30 we've got guys from Fest CRT on the show. That's right. From 2:30 to 3, we'll be talking about how, if you're planning to have your child enter into boarding school in the UK. That's our conversation later at 2:30. You need to stick around for that. So, I have decided that we're going to continue with our conversation this morning, this afternoon rather, on the plan to decriminalize pedophilia in some environment. That's right. That's our conversation today, and we'll continue with it until 2:30. And then tomorrow we'll discuss two things. Tomorrow the plan was to talk about, or is still, to talk about the crimes of single mothers. Yep. So we're gonna do the crimes of single mother first tomorrow. Then we'll now follow it up with best friends. God help best friends, because that conversation alone, I think that conversation we can have that conversation for 3 days in a row. That the crimes of single mothers, we can have that one for 3 days. But let's see how it goes. Let's see how it goes. Also tomorrow, I had scheduled that we're going to talk about paternity fraud, like who takes the blame. Tomorrow as well. But if we can't do that tomorrow, I seriously doubt we'll be able to do paternity fraud tomorrow. We'll probably do that on Wednesday. And on Thursday is strictly for Confessions Thursday. So that's even out of it at all. But if I'm able to treat this before Joyce returns, Joyce will return next week. Before she returns, if I'm able to treat paternity fraud, who takes the blame, Because there have been conversations back and forth as to who should be blamed for paternity fraud. Yes, you normally will blame the woman, right? But then, is it all? Is that everything to just blame the woman? Yeah, so that's not what we're talking about. Let's not get carried away. We're getting sucked into that conversation already. So here we go. This is what we're talking about in case you've missed it.
Most of us feel discomfort when we think about pedophiles. But just like pedophiles, we are not responsible for our feelings. We do not choose them. But we are responsible for our actions. And we must make a decision. It is in our responsibility to reflect and to overcome our negative feelings about pedophiles and to treat them with the same respect we treat other people with. We should accept that pedophiles are people who have not chosen their sexuality and who, unlike most of us, will never be able to live it out freely if they want to lead an upright life. We should accept that pedophilia is a sexual preference.
Yes, from an emotional point of view, I can kind of understand that you would want to eliminate these people from society. However, it doesn't make sense. And that's because we're talking about biology. We're talking about a sexual orientation, something that we simply cannot change. And on top of that, every day, new people are born with the same difficulty. So it's not practical to eliminate these people from society. They haven't done anything wrong.
I think what doesn't make sense is the fact that this second speaker couldn't see that, pedophiles have not done anything wrong when they violate children. What doesn't make sense is that she patronized us by saying that I can kind of understand from an emotional point of view. I mean, it's just stupid to say that. It's very, very stupid to say that. Pardon my French. But hey, that's our conversation today, really. Where are you, Lagos? Where are you? Where you been? Come into the room. I've got calls here already. We'll try and take as many as we can. I've got messages as well. Tons of them. We'll try and rush in as many as we can. Okay. Let's see who is here. 0700-993-993-993 and 0201-465-7190. Good afternoon to you. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. I'm sorry. You're going to have to call me back. Please do try and call me back because I can't hear a thing. I'm going to try and try with another call. Let's see who is here now. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sheriff.
Yes, please. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, you have Manu on the line and I'm calling from Ekwe.
Welcome, Manu.
Honestly, I'm thinking about animals. They are certain age, animals get to before they are sexually active. I know of goats or pigs, when they are young, the male, does not say that is the male does not have anything to do with the female. There is this age they get to, before they have sexual intercourse.
Mm.
So if animals knows as if they have that rule, how much more human beings? And then she said they don't choose their feelings. So a man who feels to go and rob, does he choose his feeling or not?
Mm.
That man who commits murder, that woman who commits murder, it means nobody chooses their feeling. Then there shouldn't be prison. There shouldn't be law and order. That is what she's trying to say. So it's unfortunate. But people want to man BS in story, religion. Especially most of these two main religions, those who brought them, we see their character, their attitude now. So if you like, let them say dummy for you. Try to twist your mentality. The worst of it all is that telling us that marrying two wives, is not acceptable and so on. What is our culture? And then again, of recent, they are trying to this alcohol ban of alcohol. Of now that I had one of their DJ who said they agree the world agencies or whatever. will be laughing at us. One of the interview she granted, you know, that they are taking a call that the World Health Organization also came together, you know, that we Nigerians should stop this. And I'm like, people, you don't get it, they are selling gay to us. They are selling lesbianism to us. They are telling us that a man can change to be a woman. A woman can change to be a man. You know, they don't condemn all those things. But they condemn marrying two wives. They don't want people to take alcohol and so on.
Mm.
It's less for us, you know.
All right, Emmanuel.
That some of our people outside, you know, are trying to fight this. You know, I appreciate those who are taking the stand, you know, of uprightness.
Right.
You know, for right. us that are internal, it's less right. for us to choose what they sell to us or not to choose what they sell to us. Thank you, and good afternoon.
Thank you to Emmanuel for calling. Appreciate it. I said it before, let me repeat very quickly. It's not even all of them that have bought into this idea of gay, lesbianism, transsexual, and all of this is no, it's not all of them. People protest there almost on a daily basis, Seth. Let's take this message before we get back to telephone. I'm just tuning in and heard the audio. They should make a case for bestiality now. Those ones, too, have no control over their sexuality. Nonsense. So we should now understand lack of control, Abby. The world has gone mad. No name to that message. Well, thank you for sending it in. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah. I've had all the series. But there's a way they also point out the punishment God gave behind that. It's in the Bible. You cannot outline God's will or God's utterances. God's utterances is everywhere. It's in you. It's in creation. But there are specific ones in the Bible that God said that any man that will make these children to sin, it is that they should tie a mighty stone on his neck and be drawn in the sea. That is, you have to kill the man. So the spiritual killing, which is the responsibility of the pastor or those who are born again, and the physical, which is the government. Because God is the one that established government.
So, but you see, not governments have no religion. Governments are supposed to be neutral to everybody. So the place of religion may not take the center stage when you have...
When a child is raped, do they take the person to prison?
In their environment now, we may not find anything like a child being raped again if this... You know, should get the support of their governments.
There are everyday rape now.
I understand.
The father raping children, having sex with their daughter.
So,
in the
end,
we see it in the television now.
At some point, you will get to a point where incest will be normalized as well. It will get to that point.
Because it is against God's will.
Whoever thought that people can change their sexes? Whoever thought that a man can become a woman can become a man?
Satanic movement. Now God allows Satan in this world.
Which means that anything can happen in this world.
The evil is bound to come.
Exactly.
But to that man who acknowledged the idea of evil.
Sorry to butt in because of time. We may not have time for the story. Because of time, what I'm trying to say, thank you for calling, please. I beg your pardon. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. What I'm trying to say is that what you have said is that evil is, of course, that is why. Look, for the fact that I even said that alone, some people will take offense and say that it's their right to be whoever they want to be, it's their right to be this, their right to be that. People cannot dictate to them, you know, what they want to be. They don't see it as evil. And government is neutral. Government is supposed to be neutral, you know, to everybody, right? But then there's also culture. There is tradition. And government's responsibility is to uphold those as well. So that, I think, is a stronger argument, not religion. Because if you approach government anywhere, government will tell you, this is our culture, this is our tradition, we don't do this, we don't do that. You know, that is more important to government, you know, than making policies based on religion. That may not fly. It may not fly. 1:52 is time. Let's take this call. Oh, that call has dropped. So we're going to pause. Can I squeeze in some messages? I have backlog here. I am not even more afraid to jackpot because I go like to take revenge on these people. I think the renewed campaign also would be intensified for them to be castrated once they are caught. I am afraid for this world, what it's turning into. That's Damian from Shogunle who dropped that. Damian, thank you for sharing your thought. Okay, I think I can take this one. Today's discourse on pedophilia is quite disheartening and horrific. Are people saying that we should accept pedophiles in the society? The very thought appalls me. I'm shocked beyond words right now. We should just fold our hands and watch society rot permanently. God forbid. I say no vehemently to this one. Oh, gosh, Arif, I have so many questions but no answers. This is so wrong, I beg. As Ms. Oboli, who dropped that. Ms. Oboli, thank you for sharing your thought. I've got a couple more messages here. Do I have the time? Okay, I think I do. This person says, you have not seen the adult baby, a grown-up adult man saying, of course I have. He's identifying as a baby, so he drinks milk. Yes, I have. Absolutely. All right. We would head out now for our last break before the final lap on this conversation. When we return from this break, we'll talk some more. Right? Stay here on Nigeria Info 99.3 Lagos. I'll be right back. Welcome back to The Sunny Side. Just a reminder, at 3 o'clock, we've got the finale of Ibexed IFA Student Debates Tournament up. We're going to start with the third place match. Then we'll follow up with the final at 4 p.m. The third place match really is, look, the four people that have qualified for today, for the final day, we eventually be in the nationals anyways. So the third place match will be between Ajeki Igbe, Mercy Itola. No, sorry, scratch that. It will be between Adio Afolari and Ebitare Marvelous Kuku. The final is between Mercy Itola and Adipeto Adenike. They will debate two topics, 4 to 5 and then 5 to 6. Promises to be interesting. You can watch live on our socials, right? Facebook and on YouTube. But meantime, let's get back to the final lap of this conversation. So permit me, let me not call the number again because I may not have the time to take all the calls for now. Let me just go straight and descend on the topics, the messages that I've got here. It says, to be fair, biology does play a big role in who you are attracted to. Take Will Smith for example. He's attracted to Jada Pinkett, who is built like a 12 years old boy with all the women out there. Why her? And so are many other couples. That's Tokwe from mainland. Tokwe sent one in earlier. Let me see if... Okay, I think I've taken Tokwe's own, right? Tokwe said... a great topic. They've been brewing for a few years now. They already have a pedophile flag. These are the results of your so-called democracy. Anyone blaming Western culture must not be educated. Pedophiles, homosexuality, bestiality is very common in Africa. That's Topware from mainland who says pedophilia is common in Africa, homosexuality is common in Africa, bestiality is common in Africa. Nobody is saying one is not common. You're mixing the entire thing up, completely wrong. What is common and what is not common is not the conversation. The conversation is what is right and what is wrong. So because it's common now, we should not talk about it, because I'm struggling to, so we should not blame the Western culture because it's common in Africa as well. I'm struggling to reconcile your argument, you know, with what we are talking about, really, Tokwe. And trust me, biology is everything. Biology does not mean that you should accept it. Biology does not mean that everything that is biology is right. Again, I can't reconcile with your argument, Tokwe. But I'm glad that you put your thought across. At least it's good to balance the conversation. Greenish says, I would like to be identified as Dangote. You'd like to be identified as Dangote? In the abroad or here? No, I just want to be sure, you know, where you want to be advised, Dangote. Daniel from Ogba says, this is not new to me. I was advising a lady about the danger of gay early last year, and she practically told me nobody has the right to choose a gender for her, not even her parents. I couldn't get over that for the whole day. And he says, where is our conscience? Oh, yeah. I'm going to take another one before I go to the telephone now. Let me take this one, then I'll go to the telephone. All right. It says, good afternoon. That advert by David came in at the perfect time. Please, let's raid these people so that they can be free from this demonic malaria. Okay, no name attached to that, but thank you for sharing. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Yes, please.
Yes, Mr. Agbenga.
Welcome.
You see, gay lesbian, can they have children in it, or they can they have child? Let's talk to ourselves. It is nonsense. Man to man, woman to woman. How can they born? Can they give baby?
That's not our conversation, Mr. Agbenga. You're mixing things up. That's not okay, our conversation.
What I'm saying is not right. Anything that is like that in the old world is not right. What I'm saying now, that people are not telling the old world where the craziness of the old world is going now. People in my area, even in Korodu, yeah, some things that they are doing that we do not like, and some government know about it, but they say it is their own right. Woman rights violation. Breach of human rights. What is breach of human rights? They say they have breached their own human rights. Someone is telling me that I should be wearing rings. I should be dressing like a woman. It's all human rights. And so people will come out, they will support them. They will fight for them. It's not okay. If you allow this in all over the world, you are flooding the world. The world is not saying we want to have a global peace. Can we have global peace now? You can't have global peace again. Because all everywhere is tension. I cannot leave my own side with another man.
Thank you, Mr. Winger. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Sherry.
Yes, please, good afternoon to you.
What did you do to our line today?
I don't know.
Since morning.
Oh, sorry.
It was that 1277. I have been trying. Thank God I got to. Now, Mr. Sherry, to me, I think when I was teaching GSS3 in my skin in social studies, there's this family life education there. And they, underneath it is the sex education. See all this lesbianism, gayism, lesbianism. I wrote them under sex defense for my children. I wrote them under sex defense. I told them it is not just right. I told them if God wanted us to mix with other genders and not just as he said, he won't have brought a woman to stay with the Adam. We'll have brought another Adam for Adam now. That's one. Then two, those that sleep with animals, lesbianism. They said, okay, can we say they can't control their own emotions towards an animal? Hey, Mr. Sherry. So to me, all this kind of a thing is baseless. So it's baseless. They are called Nokula on Jari.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Let's take this call here before we go back to the messages. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, Sheriff.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Remy.
Welcome, Remy. Talk to me.
Biology does not frown at incest, but common sense frowns at incest. Morality frowns at incest. Rationality frowns at incest. So anybody hiding under biology to push pedophilia is a fool. Sorry for my French. I saw this coming, and I believe most people also should have probably saw this coming. The moment they start pushing the LGBTQ, whatever, the next thing is another sexual orientation. Because that is all what is all about, sexual orientation. LGBTQ was seen as a mental disorder up until the early 1980s. Records are there. It was seen as a mental disorder until early 80s. And to me, it is still a mental disorder. It is. Because the essence of a man and a woman going into bed is to procreate, right? So a male and a male can never procreate, same as the female and the female. For you to know it is a mental disorder. For a man to appear like a woman, he has to act like a woman. So in his subconscious, he understands a woman is to be a woman. So why are you acting like a woman? Same as the female too. You see a woman dressing up like a man just to appear like a man. So in their subconscious, they understand it should be a male and a female. But they tend to push, you know, this so-called intellectualism, kind of this wokeness they want to hide under, trying to explain why we should embrace their sexuality. Right from womb, chromosome determines your gender. You are either a male or a female. The exceptions are rare cases. So yes, there are exceptions. Those with reproductive defects. Those are rare cases. Yes, but the exception can make the rules. Here you get so.
That's right.
It's either a male or a female. Your chromosome determines you are a male or a female. XX or XY.
Thank you, Remy.
Right from womb. So even if you choose to claim to be a female, your chromosome speaks otherwise. Down to the sexual orientation of pedophilia, it's annoying. Even here in Africa, it was never an African thing until probably, I think, religion came in. So people were practicing early child marriage, hide under religion.
Yeah.
So same thing as the LGBT. You know, they tend to put this narrative that it used to be an African thing. Never. It was never in our history. Even those who want to hide under it. Anybody caught practicing that, we're seen as those who are diabolic. They use it for, you know, all sort of things.
Rituals and all of those things, yeah.
So it was, even those who are saying it is not common. It is not a common, even up to now, it is not a common thing. What is common is, okay, pure water is common. LGBT is not a common thing because we all know if you are seen practicing it, one, it is a crime. Two, you don't want people to see you doing that.
Yes, it is a crime.
It is not a common thing. Even if people are being caught doing it, it is not a common thing.
Right, Remy, thank you. Thank you for calling me. And you put your thoughts across very, very succinctly. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your thought. Appreciate it. Let's go to X and go and take some comments there on X. What's your name? Badawanigita on X says, this is bad on all levels. They should not be allowed to feel they are welcome in society. I think the government needs to start giving them capital punishment. The person where they talk for that audio, supposed Colette Betabitin. Well, fortunately for them, this didn't take place in Nigeria, actually. Let's go take some messages now. We are almost done with this conversation. Almost done with this conversation. This person says, we're gradually getting there. One day rapists will demand their rights on this table. Besides, is there sexual preference? I am Epiphany is your name from Ajay. Epiphany, thank you for dropping your thought. Appreciate it. I've got another message here that says, Grandma Princess says, it's true some people openly worship Satan and see nothing wrong in it. I hope the lady speaker will also like to see her father, husband, son, brother as a pedophile, and her own kid daughters will be their victims, and she will see nothing wrong about it. This is quite nauseating, if you ask me. Grandma, thank you for sharing your thought. Appreciate it. Let me jump on this message here. I'm trying to take as many messages as possible before we go. Hopefully, I'm able to get through to it, right? Everything really can be justified indeed, but it doesn't make it right. But what is wrong and what is right, perspective is a factor anyway. It's Patrick Abel from Ogba. Send this in, Patrick Abel. Thank you for sharing your thought. I've got another message, and it reads... Please, not biology, biokini. It is lack of self-control. Peachy or Peter Ruffy, I don't understand that, but... Oh, pitophile. Oh, you're saying pitophile. He said it's lack of self-control and not biology, giving all manner of useless name. The truth is that this set of people who practice all these are possessed... with demons from the pit of hell, as John is really upset. John, calm down, just calm down for a bit. Just calm down. Let's take one more message before David comes in to come and give us his message, by the way. Let's see who is here. This person says, lesbian, gay, all are mental issues, period. That's Olusegun Ajayi who dropped that message here. Thank you for sharing. This person says, hi, Sherry. Very soon we'll start barking like a dog and hissing like a snake. Hope you guys know it's been pushed by the powers that be. That was how they started, by introducing gay into the Black American society. Who will try such in China or with Putin? That's Storm Raider who dropped this here. Storm Raider, thank you for sharing your thoughts on our conversation this afternoon. So we're going to take this one, then would pause and allow David to come and do his thing as we prepare for our conversation. This person says, what this? I don't understand what you wrote here. It says, what this people, wokers, is that what you're trying to say? People that are weak. What they are doing is taking rights away from women. Men play. I don't understand this one bit. I don't understand what you're trying to say here, but thank you for trying to share. Okay, again, let me prepare the ground for what is to come at 3 o'clock. We've got some great conversations coming up at 3 o'clock. I beg to differ. Student debate tournament, the third place will start in a matter of about 40 minutes or so. Adio Afolani would go against Marvelous Ibitare Kuku. That's coming up at 3 p.m. And then at 4 p.m. we have Nike against Messi in the final at 4 p.m. You don't want to miss that for anything in the world. For anything in the world at all. You know what we're going to do? I'm going to play this audio again and we'll say our bye-byes. This is just a wake-up call for you to know what are the biggest conversations around the world. Take a listen to this one more time.
Most of us feel discomfort when we think about pedophiles. But just like pedophiles, we are not responsible for our feelings. We do not choose them. But we are responsible for our actions. And we must make a decision. It is in our responsibility to reflect and to overcome our negative feelings about pedophiles and to treat them with the same respect we treat other people with. We should accept that pedophiles are people who have not chosen their sexuality and who, unlike most of us, will never be able to live it out freely if they want to lead an upright life. We should accept that pedophilia is a sexual preference.
Yes, from an emotional point of view, I can kind of understand that you would want to eliminate these people from society. However, it doesn't make sense. And that's because we're talking about biology. We're talking about a sexual orientation, something that we simply cannot change. And on top of that, every day, new people are born with the same difficulty. So it's not practical to eliminate these people from society. They haven't done anything wrong.
Ah, there you go. Our conversation today. Go and think about it. Ruminate over that. Let's know what you think. Keep the conversation alive. Keep it going. So we can also make sure that we keep the conversation in our environment, because whatever happens there, trust me, it gets here completely and totally. It will just be a matter of time before it gets here, but it will eventually, you know, get here. Let me go and take our last set of messages right now on the show. I've got this. I'm going to go back to X. I've got a message here on X. This person, Sheikh Traore, says, very biased discussion on air right now on Nigeria Info. Remember that that Nigerian law allows marriage of girls as young as 13. We have high rates of early marriage, girls married off at a tender age of 14. We have legalized pedophilia that we should find the courage to talk about. There's no need to find courage, Sheikh Tahereh. Absolutely no need, because it's something that we've always talked about. It's something that we always talk about. Even on this conversation, we still talked about it. Perhaps you joined quite late, and you'll be pardoned for that. But it's something that we've always discussed here on Nigeria Info. I've even mentioned it severally. Other callers also have mentioned it on the show as well. So, yeah, there's no need for courage. Courage is there already. It's a sustained conversation. And just to correct a bit of misinformation there, the Nigerian constitution only allows for marriage between consenting adults. An adult in Nigeria is 18 years of age. Yes, we do have Sharia law being practiced in northern parts of the country, you know, and I did explain earlier as to the processes for it. Doesn't justify it. A child is always a child. That is why we have what is termed as a tragedy for young girls out there who have suffered a VVF in that part of the country. Is humiliating, is devastating for these young girls who have been subjected to this. So it's condemnable. It's totally condemned, the practice of marrying young girls out in the northern part of the country. We are not going to condone that. We're not going to find an excuse for that, because what is wrong, and we've always talked about it. But this is trying to legalize, trying to seek global acceptance for pedophilia, for pedophiles to have a free reign. This is what this conversation, you know, is all about. And you would hear more about it. They are out now, upfront out, and you would get to hear about this every now and again. We're going to pause right now, take a break, a short one. And then when we return, should we squeeze in one call before we go, though? Do we have time for a call? Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to you.
I'm here I'm calling from Three Town.
Let's hear you. Quickly. We're out of time. Quickly, let's hear you.
Sir?
Go on. We're listening to you.
Okay. My name is Monday.
Nice to have you, Monday. Go on, please.
So, what I'm trying to say is that this is too much complaining. Too much. Let them do something for people.
Okay, Sunday, I think you're listening to the wrong show, yeah? But thank you for trying. Appreciate it. I thought as much. But we have to go now. We really must go now. I was trying to squeeze that in. But Lagos, stay here. Let's talk about how you can get your child into boarding schools in the UK, right? First CRT is here. And after that, we'll take, I beg to differ, student debate on it. Stay here on Nigeria Info 99.3.